Thank you everyone for taking the time. We will call this special meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you everyone. Sally, please call the roll.
Ernest?
Here.
Galt?
Here.
Glinsman?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Stivers? Youngquist.
And we have quorum with 4 of 6. Do I have a motion to approve today's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Steve and the second from Isla to approve the agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Sign. We are good with the agenda. We have 3 items of business. The first is a special event request for the football activity homecoming parade. Thank you, Brent, for joining. I spoke with Chief about it briefly. I think there was just one concern with spotters for semis. It looks like we might have that solved. What else would you like to share about the event? Please take it away. Events, really.
I think I have everything attached with the parade route. Again, it'll start on Sittler and then go south of Iowa, around the square or 3/4 of the square. And then the parade will end somewhere in front of Washington State Bank is where it usually ends, or kids get off. And then the pep rally is at 3:00 on the bandstand, which I've talked with Mr. Steen. He's already made contact with Mr. Pacia about getting all that set up. But there will be a period from around 12 to 2:30 that Sittler Drive would be closed south of the high school. And then we are also asking for a police escort for our marching band for our home games and for the homecoming parade.
Okay, perfect. Are there any questions? I see you have the insurance certificate attached. I mean, were there any other concerns that you had, Chief?
No, Brent and I discussed the concerns of the semi-tractor trailers, which usually have the teams on them as they go through the downtown area especially. So he's going to work on having spotters on both sides of those trailers as they start at Bean's Pharmacy and go up through the square. So there'll be spotters on each side to keep the crowd, the kids back from those semi-trailers as they go through the parade.
I think that'll be worth the effort. I recall, I mean, we still have EMS, there are volunteers at intersections doing traffic control. And as someone that did that last year, it was still kind of like dicey at times and blind spots. And so thank you for the efforts to just make sure we're doing everything we can with that. Any other questions or concerns on this series of event requests for the high school?
I make a motion to pass this Washington High School football activity and homecoming parade.
Thank you, Steve, for the motion. And virtually, Elaine or Bethany, would you like to second?
I'll move.
All right. And that's second from Elaine to approve this event request. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thanks for coming.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
No problem. As this is a special meeting, we still have time for comment from the public. The agenda item next is presentation from the public. If anyone would like to address council, this is what happens now. Has anyone signed up? All right. I see no indication that anyone in the chamber needs to address council. We will move out of presentation from the public at this time. Into new business. First up is the resolution approving the final plat for the Wiley subdivision. The reason for this special meeting to accommodate closing dates and proper procedure with planning and zoning. Is anything different on this final plat than the preliminary plat?
No, but the resolution that was included in your packet has been updated. The sentence, whereas said final plat does not include any public streets or alleys, has been added. And that's the resolution we would like you guys to adopt, if so moved.
Okay. Richard, is there anything you'd like to say?
The reason for that little addition is if there are streets and alleys dedicated to public, there's other requirements that applied with, and I thought it was just easier to say that there are none because there aren't streets or alleys dedicated to streets, but it doesn't have to be
called. Understood. Thank you. Council, any questions on this proposed resolution with the wording of no public streets or alleys approving the final plat?
I'm sorry, Deanna, is that a new sentence we are adding?
The new sentence that there are no public streets or alleys, that is apparently an addition to the resolution.
Okay.
And that
it's not replacing something that's currently in there.
That's correct.
Okay, thanks. I misunderstood.
Council, any other questions?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have the motion from Isla, the second from Steve. I want to make sure I haven't missed any discussion. I'll pause.
I listened to the recording from last week. I guess I just still have some concerns. I'm not going to hold up our approval of this, but I do have some concerns about adding another driveway to a high traffic, hopefully, probably a high traffic business off of the highway. Do we know, are there plans to reduce the speed there? I think that's currently 55 miles per hour after the Walmart stoplight.
Richard, can you speak to the plans as they move through? Because I think DOT is a part of this.
Yes, DOT. It is. Could someone check the microphone at that stand? I was having a hard time hearing.
Yes, it's unmuted now. It's my mistake.
Thanks.
DOT has approved a certain class of entrance permit, and the engineer located that right across the road from an entrance to property on the other side, which he felt would be the safest way to put that. I'm unaware of any speed change recommendations. That's the only thing I know about that. They have, without that entrance permit, this project couldn't go forward as it's presented. And so since the DOT has approved it, we would like to proceed with having that as the.
Can you hear that, Bethany, or can you hear me right now?
Okay.
I could hear both. Yeah. Thanks.
Because on my system, it's weird. It has every mic at a zero level. I don't know. That's everything's at zero across the board. But not important. He did mention, as I heard it, that DOT did give an entrance permit. And then maybe if the we can keep an eye on this, if we need to ask for more from the DOT or a study or an evaluation of that speed. I think you make a good point that we can keep an eye on. I have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion this time? A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Elaine, are you a yay or a
nay? Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
And that resolution passes 4-0. Thank you, Richard, for coming. And thank you to council for having a special meeting for this issue. We do have one more item of new business that's more of a formal discussion regarding the hotel study direction that council would like to see take place. Deanna, I'll turn it over to you to clarify exactly what question is being asked of council. Actually, there's a memo that I read too, but.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead and take over.
Okay. So at the last council meeting, there seemed like there might have been some misunderstanding or about what the hotel study was going to actually be studying. The first agreement that came before you guys was a limited service hotel agreement study. And when we discussed that, you guys made it sound like you wanted to move into more of a full service hotel study, including restaurant, bar, conference room, and sleeping rooms. And then at last week's meeting, when I kind of gave an update about this study, it seemed like we weren't quite sure. And we can still kind of switch gears if we want to change how the study is presented to us. So I just need some direction. That's why I've had it put on the agenda. We can do the full service hotel study, like is planned, or we can switch to a hybrid, which basically means it would have sleeping rooms in the hotel, it would have a complimentary breakfast at the hotel, and a conference banquet room, but we would not have a restaurant or bar. So I just need direction because I need to be able to tell the consultant what we are actually looking for.
Council.
I'm in favor of the full service.
Okay.
Because the trick's going to be find somebody to run a restaurant and bar.
I just need to know what everybody else's thoughts are and get the consensus.
I guess I would like to see a full service. At one time, it was very successful, and I think it would be a well-needed service in Washington.
The hybrid that you mentioned too, because the
that's the hybrid.
There's nothing, and there's everything, and then there's hybrid.
Right. So hybrid would be sleeping rooms, complimentary breakfast, and a banquet conference room, but there would be no restaurant, no bar.
And then restaurants and bars in town would cater in.
Yes. So if a wedding reception or a conference meeting was held at the conference room, we would have to have it catered in, the food and drink.
For some more context for the discussion, I think there was concern from, is his name Michael?
Yes.
Okay. Michael mentioning that there's some hurdles to full service, not on the weekend, but during the week. And being able to support full service as a community, like during those weekdays, was something he mentioned. Mm-hmm. And then just for context, I wanted to mention the Country Club, which was full service with a full service kitchen and would have events and weddings, but then and had a kitchen manager and a beautiful full kitchen. However, again, weekend would support, during the week it wouldn't. It went into the whole year over year over year, and then they had to assess all of their members in order to pay their, like, their, what is it called when you have like a line of credit? Basically, there was debt that had built up, and so even there's multiple attempts to try full service. Again, that's not a hotel, but I think it is relevant. And what's really great about it now is they do hybrid at the Country Club. So I don't golf as much as I'd like to, but my membership pays for itself because I cater like three times a year. Dodici caters, Lebowski's caters, Uncle Neff, I think, has catered different events. I wasn't a fan of this at first either, but the benefit to the hybrid would be we would provide the community with something that's much needed. But then our current restaurants and bars, mine included, would potentially have an ability to have an income stream by catering for special events that occur at a hybrid model. I wish we didn't have to pick between one, the other, or the other. I wish the study, like, studied, and that was the impression I was under. I thought a hotel motel study, like, did a hotel motel study of all the options. Not that we, I still disagree with that. I don't know why we have to pick one. The study should pick and let us know what of the three we support, in my opinion. I get distracted.
Yes, I know.
I was for full service. Well, I sort of still am, but I think it's more realistic that we look at the hybrid. It does tick the boxes with the hotel, the conference room, which I'm very supportive of, a conference room that we can use for events. The catering is fine. We've got some good caterers around, so that's not a problem getting food there. And of course, I like the breakfast option for people who don't when I get all dressed up to go out or something. They can go out later for lunch. But so I guess I at this point, I'm supporting the hybrid more than the full service for the reasons you said, too.
I'm just realizing that I just stayed at a hotel that in my mind was full service, but I guess was actually a hybrid. And that would have been like is it a Hilton or a Hampton? It was nice, is what it was. And it was in the Milwaukee area for a wedding. And it had a full, lovely breakfast. It did have a pool and a hot tub and a workout room, but I guess, no, it didn't have a restaurant or bar, now that I think about it.
We haven't mentioned the pool.
Where does a pool and a hot tub fall into full service, hybrid service, or it's no pools? We have a pool at the Y. Thank you, Mary. I'm a little all over the board too. I thought that the study would look at all three and then tell us what our community would support. Not that we needed to tell.
That's kind of
like their cost difference.
Three options to look
at. Wants
more money for any breath.
So if we change gears and switch from a full service study to a hybrid study, we will save $2,000. If we want the study, I didn't ask how much. Well, no, I did ask $3,000 to $4,000 more if we do a full study that would look at hybrid and full service. So up to you guys.
I'm also in support of the hybrid for the reasons Isla shared and some of the information you pointed out, Jaren. Okay. I worry that if we go for the full service, they may not find that we can support it. And then the study would say they don't find evidence that our town can support that hotel. Whereas if we go with the hybrid, it seems more likely that they would give the thumbs up in their report. And then my understanding is this is just a study. Whoever decides to build this hotel could make it a full service hotel if they thought it supported it. Right?
Normally I would sometimes say adjusting and expanding the study would be an idea, but I don't really want to outlay it. In my opinion, not outlay any more money for this particular. I think we can narrow it down ourselves without spending more. So I heard two for hybrid, two kind of for full service. I wasn't on this page until, you know, looking at this more, but I'm a hybrid person too. Do we need a formal vote? Elaine, go ahead.
The hotel motel is the one that is paying for this, is that correct?
Only a small portion.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Splitting the cost with hotel motel.
Splitting the cost.
Correct.
Have we heard what that committee would like this study to examine?
No.
They did agree to split the cost and then came to council. Unless there was anything from the hotel motel meeting yesterday.
No.
It wasn't on the agenda.
Well, I just told them when we would be getting the results.
And the hybrid, because right now has the direction of full service market study. Switching to the hybrid, the in-between, would reduce the cost by $2,000. As Bethany said, it wouldn't preclude someone from building a full-service hotel. Elaine, would you move to hybrid, or do you want to stick with you and Steve?
No, I'm fine with the other. I just don't want to miss an opportunity is all. That's fine.
Then why don't we just stick with the full-service?
Well, no, and Steve is agreeing with
switching?
That.
Yeah, I'll go to hybrid, too.
Okay.
Because truthfully, I've watched was the Super 8, and it didn't support a full restaurant all the time.
Oh yeah, the underground or the dugout.
Yep, it didn't. Yep.
Okay.
So I'm hearing from everyone as we kind of talk through it, and we would love full service, but we see. I'm hearing consensus that will direct Michael to focus on a hybrid service study. Would someone make a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Steve and a second from Isla. And reading the end of Deanna's memo, that is basically of the three choices, limited, full, or focusing on hybrid, we're giving Michael the direction to focus on the hybrid service. Have I missed any discussion? All those in favor of that, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We have some direction for Michael. Okay. I don't believe a once round is necessary, but I will just open the floor for anything for the cause, just in general, from any city councilor, anything that we need to know. I would look for a motion to adjourn.
So I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll give it to someone virtual for the second.
Second.
I have a motion from Steve to adjourn, the second from Bethany. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same time. Thank you everyone again. I will see you after a vacation. I'll be gone for a week, but we'll see you the first meeting in September. Bye-bye.